welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, September 22nd, and this is another very powerful, strategic week. The word for this week and for right now is to get a release of blessings from heaven. It's to get a release of the blessings from heaven. We're actually in the middle of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. It started at sunset, September 20th, and it goes through sunset of September 27th. It's a very powerful time where the Lord releases things to you, and especially the last day of it, September 27th, is called Hashanah Rabbah, which is this coming Monday. And I want to position you for this. Even Jesus mentions this in the New Testament. I'm going to give you some prophetic insight into it and then ask the Lord to release this drink of living water. So Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this word, this season that we're in right now, that you're making a way for us. So we just ask that this would open up Jesus' name. Amen. Well, before I begin, I want to just say that my ministry, Enlight Connection, is celebrating our 20th year anniversary. It was actually yesterday. Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. But I recorded a special video about our history, telling more about the amazing things that the Lord has done, the behind-the-scenes updates and major connections with Bob Jones, John Paul Jackson, and others. And also, you can watch that video. Consider donating once you're there to what we're doing. We're reaching people all over the world. DougAddison.com/20 years. Check the video out. It's the first time I've ever pulled that together with the history. Anyway, I released a prophetic word for the Jewish New Year, which was for September. And the details in that word is on my Spirit Connection Podcast 196. The prophetic word for the new year, 5782, is called Greater Blessings as the Disasters Will Pass. Recap, Psalm 57:1 is a main one, main verse for the headway kind of for this year. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, for I take refuge in you. I take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. The Lord is calling you to take refuge in him and watch as the difficult times and disasters that we have been encounter will pass. The Lord is opening up the storehouses of blessings. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in the season, and he will bless all the work of your hands, and you will lend to many and borrow from none. So watch as the Lord is releasing these blessings in unusual and exciting, unexpected ways. The heavens are going to open for you to receive the plans from heaven, plans to get out of debt, plans to bless others. And also, there's been a time right now, and watch, if you want to get the details of that, I recommend seeing that video of episode 196 of the details. But right now, I'll just fast forward you because this week is strategic. The season that we're in right now, as I've been saying, we're no longer under the Old Testament law of Moses or anything like that. But God still operates on the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar. And he still operates on the regular calendar. It's called the Gregorian calendar. But the Jewish holidays have significant spiritual and prophetic meaning. I don't celebrate the holidays myself, but it's fine if you do. But I do get intentional, and I make myself available to listen to the Lord during this time. So here's an overview of the process that we've been going through in the month of September to remember. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, And the date each year is different because the Jewish calendar is 60 days, so it falls on a different date each year. Unlike our New Year falls the same day every year, but this varies. So the Rosh Hashanah is a time of celebration and reflection of your life of the coming year. The shofar is blown over 100 times during this short 2.5 day period. It's blown over 100 times, which actually is prophetic because there's a shift in the spiritual atmosphere and a new sound is being released for the new year. Then comes Yom Kippur, which we just celebrated last week. I did a Yom Kippur message September 15th through the 16th, considered the highest holy day on the Jewish calendar, where the Lord seals your instructions. He seals your assignments for the coming new year. So it's a time to really reflect on God's goodness. Then comes, right after, where we're in the middle of right now, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is September 20th through the 27th. This is a time of celebrating God's goodness. There's an atmosphere of breakthrough. You can break off oppression. You can get release in your life. And, you know, the most powerful time. Even Jesus talks about it. Yes, he brings this into the New Testament. And the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, it's called Hashanah Rabbah. And it is the day that the Lord opens your sealed instructions. What got sealed at Yom Kippur gets opened at Hashanah Rabbah. The Book of Life gets revealed to you. So here's what Jesus said about this time. And he brings this into the New Testament, which makes it powerful. He doesn't mention the name Hashanah Rabbah, but he talks about the feast. You'll see here, he was talking about that day, and then he released them. He himself, if you want to just look at this, I'll give you a little quick prophetic teaching from the book of John, chapter 7. John 7, Jesus goes to the Feast of the Tabernacles and on the final and the greatest day, which is Hashanah Rabbah, which is, by the way, Monday, September 27th. So let's just bring this into context. John 7, Jesus was being encouraged by his family and his friends to go to this feast, the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem, because everyone was there. And this is a prophetic message. In this, there was a prophetic message in this for you. In John 7, 6, let's just take a look. Therefore, Jesus told them, my time has not yet come. My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. So what he's showing, he's speaking this prophetically. Kind of almost under the surface, he's saying, the season of the Feast of Tabernacles is a good time to do what Jesus did. Get into God's timing. My time has not yet come, is what he said. But you'll see how he aligns. In John 7:10, chapter 7, verse 10, however, after his brothers had left for the festival, he also, he went there, but he did it in secret. So Jesus actually is telling us, it's a prophetic message in here, kind of like a parable. It's kind of like, it's almost like a parable. The feast, he went to the in secret. So this is a time God's going to release secrets to you. Secrets. He's going to, because that's when he knew to go to the Feast of Tabernacles, once he knew when to do things. This is a time that the Lord is going to release secrets and timing. In verse 14 through 16. Now, it was not until halfway through the festival did Jesus actually go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and said, how did this man get such a learning without having been taught? So, prophetic message again in this season from John 7 and about the Feast of the Tabernacles, where we are. This is a season the Lord is releasing understanding. Jesus got up and taught. So he was listening to the Lord, and this will help you. In verse 16, he answers it. My teaching is not of my own. It comes from the one who sent me. So this is showing. It's a prophetic sign. This is a season to receive teachings, to receive instructions, to receive timing. This is so powerful. I don't know if you can feel it. The presence is suddenly here. In John 7:18, whoever speaks on his own does so gains personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth, and there's nothing false about him. Again, Jesus was describing here the revelation and downloads that you, basically, he's showing us. This is a download from heaven. This is bringing the glory. It's bringing the truth. It's bringing change to your life, because he's saying, You know, you're speaking, you're going to start getting messages and downloads during the season from the Father, you know, from this. And so let's fast forward now to the John 7:37, to the Feast of Tabernacles, when he went up to the temple courts. And then on the last and the greatest day of the festival, is so powerful, which is Hashanah Rabbah. Jesus told them in a loud voice, he spoke and he said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me for a drink, and whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from them." This is a time the Lord wants to give you a drink of refreshment. Spiritual water is manifesting. It's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And it's a form of spiritual gifts. It's a form of His manifest glory and presence. It can be a form of the different things of the Holy Spirit. So what we need to do to get filled, with this, we do a few things. First of all, John 7 shows us, come into the Lord's timing. Receive revelation and instructions and get filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit or the drink. The Lord said, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. So Lord, we ask that now. Give us the drink of the living water. Let it flow out from us. Let us come into agreement with your timing, with the words and downloads from heaven. Oh my goodness. We ask, Lord, that we would come into agreement with heaven. We pray that we would receive that drink that Jesus talked about, the drink of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, whew, oh boy. September 27th is Hashanah Rabbah. It's the last day of the feast. And God is releasing instructions during this time. It's a very encouraging time. This is a ripe time. It's ripe. Ooh, it's ripe in the Spirit to receive revelation about the coming year and also to reveal things for you. And this is how I'm tying this in with the prophetic word I got about finances as well. God wants you to come into agreement with His word, His timing for you. We pray right now, Lord, that you would open our spiritual eyes, open our ears spiritually, and open our heart. We pray for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that understands. We ask for dreams and visions and wisdom and revelation to flow. Lord, we invite you. We commit ourselves to you. I felt something powerful right now. You know, the Lord spoke to me that this is a time that many people who felt like maybe you failed even, because the Lord is walking you through something. He's calling you back to a greater assignment. This is a time when people, maybe you haven't heard the voices of the Lord at all for your destiny. You need to press in and get it. It's also a time where the Lord wants you to rededicate yourself to Him. This is a time of the release of the living water from heaven. Well, Lord, we pray that. If any of us need to recommit, I do, right? I recommit to you in a fresh way. If anyone needs to receive Jesus, it's very easy. Just, Lord, I invite you into my heart. Jesus, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a drink of your presence in Jesus' name. If you're rededicated, you know how to do it. Just get up. The Lord is going to do something right now in the midst of this. I see this. Ooh, this is a time. Today is a week. This is a time. What I say today, it could be any time. The Lord's outside of time. You might listen to this another time, and the Lord's still on this. You can receive the drink from heaven no matter if it's Hashanah Rabbah or not. But it is a strategic time right now. I felt like there's many people who have given up and they're going to be restored to hope, being restored to new hope. And He wants to fill you and also bless you. So Lord, we just release this word to you. We ask too for that financial blessing in Jesus' name. That was another thing I saw and I put in my prophetic word for the year, is that the storehouses are going to be restored. Deuteronomy 28:12, God is going to open the heavens, the storehouses of His bounty, and He will send rain in season. And He will bless your land. He will bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many and borrow from none. Have you ever wanted to do that? Have that anointing on your life. The ability to lend to others and borrow from none. We actually stepped in this in 2013. We broke the back of debt over our lives, over ourselves, and also over our ministry. And then since then, we've actually moved into this place where we're in a season of being able to lend and not borrow. There's a strategy for this. You could do this and still be in debt. You know, you can get out of debt, but there's some strategies from heaven. These are from the Bible that's going to help you. God is releasing the anointing and strategies, plans to bless the work of your hands to get a breakthrough. And I want to invite you to, I got a little bit more on this, but I felt really strongly to do a special training. It's called Restore Your Financial Storehouses. It's September 25th, and that's actually this weekend. And it's 10 a.m. It's a special price, $27. It's a two-hour training with me. This is not pre-taped or anything. You can be there live, or if you can't be there, that's okay. We'll send you the video afterwards. But you do need to sign up. Go to DougAddison.com/storehouses. $27, 2 hours. You can ask questions. And you can sign up to receive the workshop trainer kit. Check that out, where you can actually train and use this powerful, powerful stuff. We'll get you the teaching notes and the PowerPoint or keynote that you can edit. God's doing something. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what he's doing right now. And there's plans dropping from heaven right now. And a little bit more about what we're going to be doing. I want to invite you to this Strategically Timed Workshop, Biblical Teachings on Money and Finances. You know, I've been a business owner, an entrepreneur, and a pastor, so I do understand this. How to break off the spirit of poverty and debt. Also, how to help. Maybe you've been sowing and sowing and sowing and not reaping. I was that for a while. There's a strategy to break that. Overcoming greed, love of money, and the other side of that is breaking off the poverty and debt. We'll go over some financial strategies in the Bible, biblical financial principles that's going to change your life. How to change the spiritual atmosphere over your finances, how to get out of debt, stay out of debt. And there's ideas to increase your income and your cash flow, how you can become the lender and not the borrower, and really how to open up the strategies for you, financial breakthrough. And there's going to be something happening. I just feel a shift even talking about it. My goodness, I'm so excited about it. I can't believe we're only charging $27, but we want it to be a blessing during this time. And so, by the way, you'll be able to ask questions as well, you know, an interactive time. DougAddison.com/storehouses, September 25th, 2021. We are really excited. I hope you can be there. And we hope that you're just really pressing in right now. God's got a breakthrough for you. I would encourage you. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.